Ramban in his Hakdama to his Pirush al HaTorah writes a stunning comment that Yesh lano Kabbalah Shalemes Shekol HaTorah Kula Shmosev Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have such a tradition that every letter of the Torah corresponds to a Shem Hashem. And the Ramban writes that if you were to know the secret, you could go ahead and spell out the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu appropriately without any missing or additional letters of the Torah. And the Ramban writes that lest you think that this is something which simply is completely esoteric, the Ramban writes lahalacha that that's why there's a psul in the Sefer Torah of chaseros v'yaseros. Any extra letter, any omission of a letter, that will render the Sefer Torah apostle because you've broken that correspondence of Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Kedusha HaTorah. I've often commented that Pashem Shap, this is not necessarily consistent with what the Menchas Chinuch suggests. You can take a look in Mitzvah Taryag. Menchas Chinuch has a beautiful, beautiful biur. But the bottom line Menchas Chinuch writes is that if you have Chaseros V'Yaseros in a Sefer Torah, the only time it renders a psul, if it changes the meaning of the word. If it doesn't change the meaning of the word, then indeed that would not be the case. So therefore, if Aaron is spelt with a vav as opposed to missing a vav, in such a case, that would not be li'ikuva. And many times, those sugiv yeshim the mikra, yeshim the mesores, that those extra vavs would change the meaning that the Torah is conveying. This pashim shat, a beautiful chiddush, menchas chinuch has rayas, but I will tell you just very simply against that comment of the Ramban. The Ramban writes, chaseros and v'yaseros are so critical, not only because of the meaning that's conveyed in the pasuk, but even if it doesn't alter the meaning in any shape or form, but a correspondence to Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, no doubt, is a fantastic concept that, to an extent, that the Torah Hashem is our image, how we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and literally, that Torah is considered to be Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You look in the Sugyan Brachos and Davav, the Gemara tells us that how indeed do we know Echad Shiyoshev Eshone Shahashchina Imo, a person simply, privately, is engaged in Esek Batorah. How do you know that he's not alone? He's accompanied by Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara calls the Pasuk, Kolamakam Asher Azkir Eshmi Avoy Lecho Verachticha. Esek Batorah is called Azkir Eshmi, not just simply because in the process of learning you mention Hashem Hashem, but the enterprise of Esek Batorah, that's considered to be invoking Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps this is a biur in the Sugyan Brachos and Daf Chaf Aleph regarding Birchas HaTorah. There the Gemara tells us that what exactly is the makar? How do you know one is obligated to recite Birchas HaTorah? The Gemara quotes the Pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra Havogod Alokeinu. Kishem Hashem Ekra Havogod Alokeinu. What exactly does that mean? If you look in Rashi's Bir of that Gemara, Rashi does not write this suggestion. Rashi writes, the meaning of the Pasuk is the following, Kishem Hashem Ekra, means that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, when I recite Birchas HaTorah, then Havogod Elokeinu Atem Tanu Amen. So the reference to Birchas HaTorah is the Reisha Dekra, Kishem Hashem Ekra. Havogod Elokeinu means Moshe Rabbeinu said an answer, answer Amen to Birchas HaTorah. But if you look in the Marsha and that Sugya, and if you look in the Pirush of the Charedim to Yerushalmi, Brachos Perek Zayin, they write that the meaning of the Pasuk is quite different. Kishem Hashem Ekra means Esek Batorah. The Reisha Dekra is referring to Talmud Torah. Havogod Elokeinu, that is the reference to Birchas HaTorah. And why Kishem Hashem Ekra, why is that a reference to the Torah Hashem? Because the Torah Hashem is considered to be Shmosav Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi understands the drasha differently. The Birchas HaTorah is reflected in the Reisha Dekra, but the Marsha, the Charedim, no, it's indicated in the Sefer Dekra, Havogod Elokeinu, in Kishem Shem Ekra, as a reference to. You have this drasha as well, that Kishem Hashem Ekra means literally to evoke the Shem Hashem. That's a sugya in Yuman Daf Lamed Hey. That's an obvious example. When the Kohen Gadol says, the Shem Amfarash, Havogod Elokeinu, you're obligated to respond, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. So it's stunning that one example of Kishem Hashem Ekra is when the Kohen Gadol uses the Shem Amfarash, and the other is Esek Batorah. And these are not two completely independent drashas, but these are two examples of Shmoso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Amforish is obviously the Shem Hashem, but that's the uniqueness of the Torah Hashem. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havogod Elokeinu. And therefore the Gemara writes, a posuk that informs us of Birchas HaTorah. Does that mean that Birchas HaTorah indeed is a din daraisa? Is it a din drabanan? You know, poshub shata that Gemara, it sounds like a din daraisa. The Gemara quotes the posuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra, and the Hemshech of the Gemara compares it to Birchas HaMazon. Obviously a din daraisa. That comparison to Birchas HaMazon, poshub shat, is a twofold comparison. Number one, these are the examples of brachas daraisa. Number two, maybe, what is the nature of Birchas HaTorah? Well, if it's comparable to Birchas HaMazon is a classic example of a Birchas Hodah, and maybe that lends itself to arguing that Birchas HaTorah also is considered to be a Birchas Hodah. And that's Mefurish in Ramban. If you look in the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Hosafos to the Mitzvah Sasei, Mitzvah Tezvav, the Ramban is bothered. The Rambam does not include Birchas HaTorah in Tariq Mitzvos. Why exactly is that true? No doubt that many will argue, according to the Rambam, maybe Birchas HaTorah is only a din d'Rabbanan. But maybe not. Maybe the Rambam agrees that Birchas HaTorah indeed is a din d'Araisa, but it's not counted independently in Minyan HaMitzvos. If you look at the Mabit in Kiryas Sefer, the Mabit in two places, in his Hakdama, and then the Mabit in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Brachos, the Mabit makes the following stunning comment, that you're going to learn Sefer HaMitzvos. You're going to see there are so many points of dispute between the Rambam and the Ramban. Do you count? Do you not count? The Mabit writes the following. In rove of the cases where you find a machlokas between the Rav and the Ramban, the Mabit writes, these are technical issues that they're debating. They are not debating the substance of whether something is darais or something is drabanan. There are many, many mitzvos daraisa that are not counted separately in mina mitzvos for a number of reasons. Those are the shurashim of the Rambam. So therefore, just because something is omitted, it does not mean that it is not a mitzvah daraisa. And the example that the Mabit gives in Hilchos Brachos is Birchas HaTorah. The Rambam doesn't count that. You mean to assume that Birchas HaTorah is only a din d'rabanan? Everybody agrees that Birchas HaTorah is daraisa, but it is a fundamental machlokas. Should you count that separately, or should you not do so? I'll tell you, it's mefurish that this is the shita of the Sefer HaChinuch, because if you look in Sefer HaChinuch, there is no mitzvah Birchas HaTorah. The Sefer HaChinuch follows the Rambam. There's no mitzvah Birchas HaTorah. Is there a mitzvah Birchas HaMazon? Absolutely. That's in Sefer HaChinuch mitzvah Taf Lamed. And take a look in Taf Lamed. The Rambam writes that, Sefer HaChinuch writes, realize that Birchas HaMazon is almost unique because Birchas HaMazon is a bracha daraisa, and nowhere else do you find a bracha daraisa except for Birchas HaTorah. It's mefurish in the Sefer HaChinuch and Taf Lamed that Birchas HaTorah is a din daraisa, even though it's not counted. What the Mabit suggests is the Rambam Shita would say is mefurish in Sefer HaChinuch kedarko that follows, typically speaking, the path of the Rambam. Why is it not counted separately? So the Mabit writes, because the Rambam understood that Birchas HaTorah is not standalone, it's not independent, but it is part of the Prate HaMitzvah of Talmud Torah uvirchoseha. But the bracha is not a separate mitzvah, but that's the mitzvah b'shlemusa. Talmud Torah accompanied by the bracha. This possibility, according to the Rambam, is not only found in the Mabit, it's found in that Ramban. Take a look at that Ramban, the Hosafos Mitzvah Tezvav, where the Ramban writes, you should count Birchas HaTorah separately. And the Ramban writes the following, and don't suggest that it is simply part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It should be counted separately. Well, that possibility already mentioned in the Ramban. And what's wrong with that suggestion that it's part of? So the Ramban writes two kashas. One kasha where, I have to think about that. That's a kasha. The second kasha of the Ramban is, that's a kasha? That's the difficulty? No? One kasha of the Ramban, is what about when it comes to Bikurim? When it comes to Bikurim, take a look at the Rambam, Kuf Chafei, Kuf Lamed Beis. The Rambam has two mitzvahs when it comes to Bikurim. One is Havas Bikurim, and one is Mikra Bikurim. One is the act, and one is the recitation. So the Rambam counts Havas Bikurim, Mikra Bikurim as two separate mitzvahs. So to suggest that the Rambam counts Talmud Torah and Birchas Torah as one mitzvah would be inconsistent. If the Rambam would write that there's a single mitzvah Bikurim, which is Havas Bikurim, and part of the Pratei HaMitzvah is Mikra Bikurim, so the Asiyah and the Haggadah, the Dibur, that's all counted as one. That's good. But once you see that the Rambam splits Bikurim, how can you argue that that's not true when it comes to Birchas HaTorah? Well, you know, that's Akasha. You have to kind of take a step back and ask yourself, well, what's the teretz? What's the teretz to that kasha? Okay? Then the Ramban says another kasha. No, this is not at all so simple. No? The Rambam has a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. No? Kuf Nun Zayin. A mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay. And then the Rambam has, earlier, no? Mitzvah Nun Vav. What's Mitzvah Nun Vav? Achilas Karban Pesach. Achilas Karban Pesach. Okay. So that the Ramban writes. If you're going to count the Achilas HaKarban and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is two, how can you separate Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah? Right, you see such a kashi. What? Like that's a Bikurim I got. No, what's the difference between Bikurim and Talmud Torah and Birchas HaTorah? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Achilas Karban Pesach? Really, you would think that that's one mitzvah? If I ask you, why is it two mitzvahs? The answer is that because we're going to split the Asi and the Kriya, aren't those two absolutely independent mitzvahs? No? I guess you see, according to Ramban, they really are not. There is a relationship between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Karban Pesach, which the Ramban assumes is consistent with the relationship of Talmud Torah and Esek Bator. And therefore, the Ramban feels indeed that's a kasha. What do you do with the Mikra Bikurim, that kasha? I would tell you no doubt there's a difference. We're going to have to assess what exactly is the relationship between Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah. What is the relationship? But I would tell you the following. You know what? The relationship is very tight. It's very tight. That maybe doesn't sound so precise, but it's very tight. Precise means we're going to have to find out what type of bracha this is. What bracha is this? Let's say Reb Chaim. No. It's a bracha on Chefze Shel Torah. Chefze Shel Torah. K'shem Hashem Ekra. When a person engages in a pronouncement of the Shem Hashem, you have to recite a bracha, just like Shem HaMforash. So therefore, I understand that to evoke a Shem Hashem is mechayiv a bracha. I understand that one is dependent on the other. Is that really true when it comes to Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim? Here I'll tell you like a very, very different lumbus. You offer your Bikurim. I understand. You know what? And all of a sudden you engage in Mikra Bikurim. Let's say Reb Chaim's reasoning. Now, Birchas HaTorah is a bracha on Chefze Shel Torah. Mikra Bikurim is a kriya on Chefze Shel Bikurim. And Chefze Shel Bikurim. Would you really argue indeed that's true? Is that true? You know what? Harami Ovi Ravi. Chefze Shel Bikurim. Chefze Shel Bikurim. You recite the Bikurim. And you speak about the history, the existence, the destiny of Knesset Yisrael. That's Chefze Shel Bikurim. No. You're going to tell me a farmer toils, and he's zocha to all of a sudden have peros, and he's very thankful that he has these peros, and you have to bring it to the Mikdash Hashem. And you know what? Now is an appropriate time to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every bracha. It's appropriate to engage in Hodah b'shas havas bikurim, but I wouldn't say that the mikra bikurim is chal on the chefze shel bikurim. It's an appropriate time. You know what? You have a bar mitzvah suda, and you know what? Okay, so the bacher gets up and he thanks his parents for this and thanks his parents for that, and the father gets up and thanks all. You know what the answer is? It's an auspicious moment. It's an opportunity. There are certain times in life you take a step back and it's appropriate to say thank you. But the thank you is not limited to Bikurim. Right? It's appropriate to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the destiny of Klal Yisrael, Bishas Havas Bikurim. Is that really true when it comes to Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah? That, you know what, it's appropriate to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time that a person is learning? I'll tell you, no, that's a much more tight relationship. No, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Avogod Elokeinu. When you're mazkir the Shem Hashem, you're obligated to. The Kohen Gadol says the Shem Amforash. That pronouncement requires a response. And therefore, I'll tell you, the Rambam would argue that, what do you mean? It's not a steer at all to argue that Mikra Bikurim and Avos Bikurim is a different mechayiv and two different mitzvahs. But conceivably, Talmud Torah and Birchas HaTorah is considered to be one and the same. Why does the Ramban think that what is true of Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah is true of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Korban Pes? Why is that true? You know what? I would tell you that's Lashitas. Because what is the nature of Birchas HaTorah? You know what? The Ramban is Mufurish. It's not a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's not really even a bracha on Chefza Shel Torah. You know what Birchas HaTorah is? The Ramban writes. The Gemara compares it to Birchas HaMazon. It's a Birchas Hodah. And a Birchas Hodah 4-4, the Ramban writes, for Maman Har Sinai, for Kabbalah HaTorah. You're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. It's not that the bracha is chal on the Esek B'Torah in a direct sense. But you know what I will tell you? Before a person sits down and is Osek B'Torah, it's appropriate to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Mamed Har Sinai, Kabbalah HaTorah. There I will tell you, the Ramban writes, it's not that I'm performing a mitzvah and I have to recite a Birchas HaMitzvah on the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. No, that's not true at all. It's not a bracha on the Chefetz Shel Torah. It's not a bracha on the Maisa HaMitzvah. It is a Birchas Hodah that is timely because I'm about to engage in the most lofty pursuit of Esek B'Torah. Before you do so, take a step back and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah Hashem. Yeah, that's the relationship of Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim. Bishas Hava, it's appropriate to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. And that, I would tell you, is what the Ramban means when the Ramban writes that, you know what, we have Mitzvah Sayom. When it comes to the Lo Seder, Pesach, Matzah, Maror, and you know what? And we're celebrating Yetzias Mitzrayim. Before a person goes out and engages in the particular mitzvah, take a step back and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. I will tell you, that's the common theme in all those cases of the Ramban. This is not the bracha which is chalan, Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, Maisa Mitzvah, but rather it means that this is an appropriately auspicious time in order to be mindful of, and therefore, that's true of Bikurim, that's true of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. And that's the argument of the Ramban. And if you're going to argue, even such a loose relationship, appropriate timing is a reason to count something as a single mitzvah, and that's Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah, I would argue that's true of Bikurim, and I would even argue that's true of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. It's not disjointed. It's not standalone. Obviously, there's a convergence of the mitzvah sayom with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know, it's Mefurish and Gemara, Kufta Zayinam Sachim. Know that if you don't have the mitzvah sayom, there is no mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's Mefurish, no? The Gemara says that Rav Yosef was a Sagina, he was blind. And maybe one who was blind is exempt from Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, well, if he was exempt from Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, so how is he at his Seder to be able to engage in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, not only for himself, but by doing so to discharge the obligations of the Bnei Bayis? Bnei Bayis are Chayav Midaraisa, and he is only Chayav Drabanan. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. Wow. You know what the teretz of the Gemara is? Stunning. No, kasavar matzah bizman hazed rabbanan. That's the teretz of the Gemara. Kasavar matzah bizman hazed rabbanan. He wasn't being motzim in matzah. No, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mufurishin Gemara. No, that in order to have the kim of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you need the mitzvah sayom. You need the mitzvahs of the Seder. We don't have Korban Pesach. And matzah is only, maror is only din drabanan. What about matzah? Is that standalone or is it also a drabanan? Oh, if you hold matzah bizman hazeh is only drabanan without Korban Pesach, you don't have any of the mitzvahs of Laila, of Pesach, matzah, and maror. Guess what? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim now is only a din drabanan. The reason for us that Sipur is a din d'oraisa is because we hold Erev Tov Chlamatzos means there's an independent kiyum of Achilas Matzah, independent of Korban Pesach. And that allows, wow, not only for Matzah to be Daraisa, but even for the Sipur to be Daraisa as well. That relationship, the Ramban writes, is clear when it comes to the Mitzvah Salayla and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if you're going to argue Talmud Torah and Esek B'Torah and Birchas HaTorah is a single Mitzvah, you know what? I would tell you you should argue the same thing when it comes to Bikurim, and when it comes to the Lel HaSeder as well. Well, that Ramban is Mufurish, that it's a Birchas Hodah. A Birchas Hodah for Kabbalah Sator. Tosus is Mufurish. Brachos Daf Yir Aleph. That Birchas Sator is a Birchas HaMitzvah. A Birchas HaMitzvah in Talmud Torah. Tosus is bothered by the following. The frequency of Birchas Sator. Tosu says that, you know what, you recite a Birchas HaMitzvah on Sukkah. You know what, but you leave your Sukkah, and there's a Hefsek, and you re-enter your Sukkah, you're obligated to recite a new Bracha. So why isn't that true when it comes to Esek B'Torah? That, you know what, there's a Hefsek, well, you know, some of the afternoon hours, and all of a sudden now you come back? So in such a case, that why not a new Bracha? One could answer, Tosu says there is no Hefsek. There is no hefsek. What a mission statement. There's a hefsek. How can there be a hefsek? Torah only informs the act of learning. And there isn't an awareness of, even if a person is not actively doing so, you leave the sukkah, tosus mefurish. You're detached, right? You close the sefer, you're detached. You're detached. Rachmana litzlan. And there's no hefsek. That's an important chiddush of tosus. No, that's the sheet of the rush that what is mechayev anu birchas haTorah? One word, hefsek. Hefsek. No? That's very important for lel shavuos. No? Tav tzei dalet, sim mem zayin. What happens if there is no hefsek? A new day has dawned, but there is no hefsek. Is birchas haTorah dependent on the day? Is birchas haTorah dependent on hefsek? No, so Tosus, there is mefurish that it's like a birchas haMitzvah, that it's a function of hefsek. And therefore, if you're mafsek, yes, a bracha. And if not, then not. But Tosus compares it clearly to a Birchas HaMitzvah, and that's the sheet of the Gaon, in several places, in Simem Zayin, that we should treat Birchas HaTorah as a Birchas HaMitzvah. So one possibility, the Ramban, a Birchas Hodah, the sheet of the Gaon in Tosus as a Birchas HaMitzvah. Oh, a Chiddush Rav Chaim will have to elaborate. No, it's a very different brach entirely. After all, when the Gemara questions why recite Birchas HaTorah, it doesn't answer with the Hagdara of a Birchas Shevach, a Birchas Hodah, Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaNenin. The Gemara says, Gzeiras HaKosuv, Yishem HaShem Ekra, Gerla Lokeinu. You hear the Shem HaMforesh, you're obligated to recite a Bracha. That's a Birchas HaMitzvah. That means that Haskara Shem HaShem is Mechayiv a Bracha. Your Kori B'Torah, it's Mechayiv a Bracha. A Kriya V'Hav Torah, you're Mechayiv a Bracha. Not as a Birchas HaMitzvah necessarily, but rather, Kishem HaShem Ekra, Kishem HaShem Ekra. And that evocation, that requires a Bracha. The Chiddush of Rav Chaim, that this is a Bracha on Chefzah Shel Torah. That's the Brisker Rav writes at length, right? In Brachas and Perek Yir Aleph. Oh, and he discusses in this context the psak of Mechaber, a Chiddush, the psak of Mechaber, that Nashim Mevarchos Birchas HaTorah. Women recite Birchas HaTorah. What exactly does that mean? Women must or women may? Why should we assume that Nashim Mevarchos Birchas HaTorah? So a Chiddush, the Gaon writes, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah in Talmud Torah, and even though women are exempt from the root mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but nonetheless, according to the Gaon, Nashim Mevarchos Birchas HaTorah means women may recite Birchas HaTorah. It does not mean that women are obligated to recite Birchas HaTorah. It's like Sukkah, Lulav, Shofar, where Enim and Tzuva can do so. And the obvious difficulty is this is true according to the Balei HaTosus. But the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam Shita, that Enam HaSiyosa does not recite a bracha. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tzitzis. That's what the Mechaber writes in Hilchos Tzitzis in Siman Yud Zayin. That's what the Mechaber writes in Hilchos Shofar. That, you know what, there is no bracha on Enam HaSiyosa. There's no bracha on Enam HaSiyosa. That's the Rambam Shita, Paragimel of Hilchos Tzitzis. Why exactly is that true? Maybe it's true because of a key word, Bitzivanu. A Birchas HaMitzvah requires a tzivui. Or maybe it has nothing to do with the word, Vitzivano. Chazal were koveya a bracha on a mitzvah if you're obligated in the mitzvah, regardless of the text of the bracha, whether it contains the word Vitzivano or whether it does not. You know, if you assume it's a function of a word Vitzivano, that could lead to an astounding chiddush that even the Rambam would agree that women can recite a bracha even if they're exempt as long as there's no word of Vitzivano. If you assume it's a much more basic issue, not just the nusach of Itzivanu, it means that without a chiyuv, chazar or not kovea a bracha, that could apply regardless of whether the word Itzivanu is used. Mefurish in Rashba, no, Gittin Daf Mem. The Rashba writes that according to the Rambam Shita, women do not recite Perchas Kriyashma because it's a mitzvah, a mishnah in Brachas Daf Chaf that women are exempt from. You don't recite Birchas Kriyashma because it's Enam HaSiyosa. Guess what? Birchas Kriyashma is not a Birchas HaMitzvah with the classic Nusach of Vitzivanu. But that's something which is pretty heavy, no? Beforish in Rashma. No, Ravani Yosef quotes his Rashma. And writes that realized the minhag of the Sfardim that women do not recite a bracha is not because of the word Vitzivanu. Beforish in Rashma. Get enough mem. Because that can have a huge ripple effect, no? You know, you can rattle off that many different mitzvahs that maybe women are exempt from where the Birchas HaMitzvah does not use the word Vitzivanu. So is it so obvious that, of course, women should go ahead and recite the bracha? Maybe not obvious at all. Kiddush, Havdalah, Kiddush Levana, Sukkot Zimra, Tfilas Musaf, the list can go on and on and on. Now, of cases that women perhaps are exempt, but there isn't the nusach of a Birchas HaMitzvah. Is it obvious that, well, Havdalah doesn't have the frame of a Birchas HaMitzvah, therefore, even if women are exempt from Havdalah, they can recite Havdalah. The Rama writes differently. No? Maybe not. Maybe not. No? Is it so obvious that women recite Pesukei Zimra? Are they obligated Pesukei Zimra? Not so clear. Mishnah Berurah writes yes. If you're obligated in Tefillah, Rav Avadia Yosef assumes maybe not. Are women obligated in Tefillah's Mosav? No. The Amud Dayor, the Pesachei Tshuv, and Siman Kovav. Now, all these things are. Are women obligated in Kiddush Levana? The Magen Avraham, Chacham Shlomo? No? But can I just argue, even if they're not obligated, but if it's not framed as the Birchas HaMitzvah? So, but yet the Mechaber writes, Nashim Avarchos, Birchas HaTorah. So to say Enam HaTzviyosa in the Mechaber is very difficult, no? Because the Mechaber doesn't allow Enam HaTzviyosa to recite a bracha. But the Mechaber writes, Nashim Avarchos, Birchas HaTorah. Maybe that's a clear indicator that according to the Mechaber, it is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Let's assume according to the Ramban. It's a Birchas Hodah for Mamad Har Sinai, for Kabbalah HaTorah. So why would we assume that only applies to men and doesn't apply to women? Why would that be? I say, Pashur Pshat, according to the Ramban, of course, of course. Let's assume the Chiddush of Reb Chaim. Now, Chefzah Shel Torah demands a bracha, demands a bracha. You're about to evoke the Shem Hashem, it demands a bracha. A woman hears the Shem HaMfarash. She doesn't say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusah. A woman is about to evoke the Shem HaShem, Isak BaTorah. It requires a Berchas HaTorah. It requires a Berchas HaTorah. Ki Shem HaShem Ekra V'Gadol Keinu. And therefore, women must, not women may, women must. The Bir Halach and Simei Mezain is two days that can a woman be motzi a man in Berchas HaTorah? No? A Shavuos morning, right? All the men are up, getting ready for the Sima Maseches Kedushin, no? And all of a sudden, that, you know, no one's there to recite Berchas HaTorah, no? So God, the woman walks in. No, can she be motzi the man in? No. Bir Halacha writes, not according to the Gaon, because Nashim Mevarchos Berchas HaTorah, right? That's Enam HaTzviyosa. If one argues, no, that's Mitzviyosa, so maybe in principle, and yes. In practice, we'll talk about, but maybe in principle, yes. Nashim Mevarchos means it indeed. There is a chiyuv. There's even a fourth shita, a lavush, stunning. Levush, the very end of Siman Mem Vav, cites the Gemara in Brachos regarding a Birchas Hanenin. No? Mamed Hey? No? Kol Hanena Babracha Ki Lamal. Kol Hanena Babracha Ki Lamal. Wow, wow. And he applies that to Birchas HaTorah. Applies that to Birchas HaTorah. We should treat that as part of what? You have no license to engage in Esek HaTorah without reciting a bracha. It's like sitting down to eat without reciting a bracha. Wow. As Hagdoros of Birchas Hanenen. It's fascinating, no? You know, the Gemara says that there are many different options for the Nusach of Birchas HaTorah. Ah, the Gemara says each one is so beautiful. Namri l'kulu. Brachas Afir Aleph. So we incorporate everything. Asher Kedeshana Mitzasav Vitzivanu. Ah, you know what? That sounds like we're emphasizing the tzivui, no? All of a sudden, v'harivna. You know what? That seems to indicate the hanasheba, the mesika satara, no? Asher b'acharbanu. Oh, that's the Ramban. No, that's Mamed Har Sinai. Our nusach of Bircha Satara has so many different elements. You know, aside from the technical issue, what indeed is the machayiv? What is the machayiv? But the fact that all are true, and that a person has to be mindful of, I would tell that something that's self-evident and something that is incorporated into, no doubt, our nusach of Birchas HaTorah. So one nafka min is nashim avarchas Birchas HaTorah. Why? Must may? A corollary? Can a woman be motzi a man in Birchas HaTorah, the bir halacha? To what extent is it necessary to learn after you recite Birchas HaTorah? Is that vital? Our practice is to do so. Immediately afterwards, we all of a sudden now engage in Esek HaTorah. To what extent is that absolutely vital? I'll tell you the following. Or what is the nature of the bracha, no? If it's a Birchas HaMitzvah and Talmud Torah, how can you recite the Birchas HaMitzvah without the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah? There we'll tell you, learning is essential. You know who writes learning is essential after Birchas HaTorah? The Gaon in Semem Zayin. L'shita say of the Gaon of Nashim Evarchas Birchas HaTorah. Let's assume, according to the Ramban, it is a Birchas Sodah for Kabbalah HaTorah. You know what I would tell you? It's appropriate. Appropriate. Is it absolutely essential? Perhaps not. Oh, that's the second day in Tosus, that learning immediately afterwards is not required. There's a standalone significance to Birchas HaTorah aside from the Osek BaTorah. Maybe the greatest way to express Sodah is to be Osek BaTorah, but I wouldn't argue that the bracha is hanging unless immediately you fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Let's assume, according to Reb Chaim, it's a bracha on Chefetz Shel Torah. You know what I would tell you? That sounds like it demands Chefetz Shel Torah. Know that Kishem Hashem Ekra. So without the Kishem Hashem Ekra, how do you have a Birchas HaTorah? That could be an afkamin as well. The Mechaber writes the following chiddush, that Hamahar her b'divrei Torah eino tzarech levarech. Hir hur b'divrei Torah, right? Does not require a bracha. You know who immediately is masig? The Gaon, no? Hayitachin? The mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Don't you fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Al yedei hirur. After all, isn't the ikar mitzvah of Talmud Torah the thought process? The thought process? There is a Shulchan Aruch Harav. It's found in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Siman Beis. The Shulchan Aruch Harav cites the Gemara Brachos Daf Tezvav that articulating the Torah that you're learning is critical. It's like a mitzvah hatliyah v'dibur. Wow. And sometimes maybe you're not yotzei the mitzvah Talmud Torah without articulation, not merely in terms of, you know, something registers when I express it, but more than that. The Shulchan Aruch Harav writes Brachos Daf Tezvav. You know what Brachos Daf Tezvav is? There the Gemara discusses Dibur when it comes to Kriya Shema. To what extent is articulation and Tzarech Lashmil Azno? Gemara says, isn't there a Pasuk? Haskeis Ushma Yisrael? That indicates that you have to hear that which you say? Haskeis Ushma Yisrael? Isn't that a clear raya that that's a demand of Kriya Shema? You know what the Gemara answer is? Ahu B'Divrei Torah Ksiv. Ahu B'Divrei Torah Ksiv. So Shulchan Aruch writes black and white. So you see, according to the Gemara, oh no, it's not referring to Kriya Shema, Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah requires Haskei Shushma Yisrael. That means you have to hear. There has to be a Kol Torah in the Beis Medrash, no? That's not a library. No, it has to be a Kol Torah. Right? In davening also, there should be a kol tefila. No, these things are critical. So it's mefurish in the Gemara. Oh, Pnei Yeshua, Shah Gesari writes the following. Once the Gemara says, Ahu b'devei Torah d'chsev, it's a complete reinterpretation of Haskeisu Shema Yisrael. Wow. The Gemara assumes Shema means you have to hear. No. The Pasuk's not referring to Kriya Shema. The Pasuk's referring to Talmud Torah, and therefore Pshat in the Pasuk of Shema is not to hear, but rather to comprehend, to understand. Wow. When the Gemara says the ring of Talmud Torah, everything falls on its face. No? It interprets the Pasuk to Shulchan Aruch Rav, just he cites a Marim Akum, no? Brachas Tezrav. It means, no, the Pasuk means you have to hear, and you have to articulate, and the Gemara says referring to Talmud Torah, so guess what? That's essential when it comes to Talmud Torah. It's not always so advantageous if Chavrusas talk at the same time. No? One talks, one listens. You know what? So you're learning half a Seder? You're learning half a Seder? No. Shulchan Aruch, Shomea Kona. Ooh. Shomea Kona. Chavrus is a Shomea Kona. No? Shulchan Aruch Harav. Take a look. Hilchos Talmud Torah, Simen Beis. No? It's like stunning, no? We usually think that's Darko Shel Torah. A person speaks, a person listens, and respectfully you debate. No, that, no. A mitzvah tli b'dibur with the Shomea Ka'ona, with the Shomea Ka'ona. You know, I just referenced the Gemara Pesachim of Kuvtei Zayin. I would say the same thing there as well. If I were to tell you the following, that, you know, that one person is leading the Seder, and the others are listening attentively, no? I would tell you, that's Sipur. That's Sipur, no? That's what it is. Sipur means that one person is Misaper, another person is Shomea. Yeah, but the Gemara said the Chiddush, that Rav Yossi was a Saginar, could not be Motzer Chemidei Chavaso. And he was doing the speaking and they were listening. No? You know what that seems to indicate? That it's not just simply that one person speaks and everyone else is Yotzei, because that's what Sipur is. It sounds like, no, you need a Bar Chiyuva, you need a Shomea Kone. And if you're in a Mechuyib Adavar, in a Motzi Yisra Bidei Chavaso, I'll tell you both of those cases are a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush in Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, it's a Chiddush when it comes to cases of Isik Batorah. But the Mechaber writes, Amahara b'divrei Torah, Einot Tzarech Levarech. Wow, that's such a chiddush. The Gon writes, how can that be? How can that be? The Iker Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Hegyon Libi. And Hegyon Libi means, you know, that the thought process. It doesn't mean the expression. The Gon writes that you're ready. You can't be Mahara b'divrei Torah until you recite Birchas HaTorah. You know, that the Gon like puts you in an impossible situation. No? You know, it's hard to navigate. No? You wake up in the morning, and what? No? And what? No? You know, not so simple. No? I hope you have this challenge. No? You wake up in the morning, and all of a sudden, like, you know, yeah, the chazara continues. Because, you know, you fell asleep chazaring, you wake up, and all of a sudden, how do you salvage the Birchas HaTorah before Limud? No? You should be zochet to such a crisis. No, but it's not simple. But, as the Mechaber, here doesn't require. Okay, so you have a little leeway before your misaper b'tzias Mitzrayim, before your medaber basic b'torah. But you know what? The Gon writes even here itself. But I will tell you, the Mechaber clearly, Nashim b'varchas birchas haTorah, it's not a birchas hamitzvah on Talmud Torah. Kishem Hashem Ekra. What's wrong with assuming that Kishem Hashem Ekra requires a kriya? It requires a kriya. It requires dibur. Haskara shem shamayim. That requires a manifestation of dibur. According to Rabbi Chaim's biur, not so surprising that the Mechaber can write that mahar b'divrei Torah enot sarach levarech. Not so surprising. It's the gzeres hakasuv of kishem Hashem ekra habogad lelokeinu. So I'll tell you, those gons are all the shitasei. Here who requires a bracha? After you recite Birchas HaTorah, you must learn. And Nashim Mevarchas HaTorah is Enumat Tzuviyose. What's the common denominator in all three Piskei Din of the Gras and Mem Zayin? Birchas HaMitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Hirhur. After a bracha is recited, you better learn. You better do the mitzvah. And women who are exempt from the mitzvah cannot be chayiv in Birchas HaTorah. And one could disagree with all of those points based on the nature of Birchas HaTorah. Is it indeed so obvious that it has the characteristic of. If one were to ask me, what is the raya to Reb Chaim? You know, that I would tell you very simply, it's that very sugya in Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph. That very sugya in Brachos Devarach. Because the Gemara raises the following question. What type of limud requires Birchas HaTorah? What limud requires Birchas HaTorah? So it's like stunning. The Gemara begins with Rav Huna Shita. L'mikre tzarech levarech. The Torah Shebichsav. But not Medrash, not Mishnah, not Talmud. L'mikre tzarech levarech. How should that be? How should that be? Eino chinami. Rava says, I disagree. Afle Talmud tzarech levarech. Yeah, this is a machlokas. Rav Huna and Rava. Whether Torah Shebal Peh requires Birchas HaTorah? How can that be? How can that be? Well, Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaMitzvah. And the question is whether what the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is fulfilled al yidei Torah Shebal Peh. It's only Mikra. It's only Mikra. I would tell you that whole Shakla Vitaria, or beginning with the Sheet of Rav Huna, seems to be on its face. I think there are ways you can be Miyashiv. But on its face, at the Muskel Rishon, isn't that a clear riot that this is not a Birchas HaMitzvah? How can you debate whether Torah Shebal Peh requires Birchas HaTorah? How can that be a debate? Debate. And I'll tell you even a step further. We paskin like Rava. That Afle Talmud Tzarech Levarech. Afle Talmud Tzarech Levarech. But why? Why is that true? Why is that true? I'll tell you, fasting machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah. Rashi writes on that daf, because what do you mean? Ikar Horah is Torah Shebal Peh. Ikar Horah is Torah Shebal Peh. A person learns the pasuk, I understand. But what in the world does that mean, Malachi Shabbos? Imagine without the Torah Shebal Peh. Kruchim Yardim in Hashamayim. How can you envision the possibility of Torah Shebal Peh without Birchas HaTorah? Rabbeinu Yonah writes something different, though, something different. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that it's almost as though, in principle, Rav Huna is correct, that Birchas HaTorah is on Mikra. Birchas HaTorah is on Mikra. So how can Rav say that's not true? Birchas HaTorah is on Torah Shebal Peh? You know what the answer is? Because Torah Shebal Peh is a pirish of Torah Shebichsav. Binuz Mefurish. When I'm learning Hilchos Borer, that means I'm understanding the meaning of the pasuk of Vasasa Chamalacha. Rabbi Yonah is pretty clear that in principle, the Birchas HaTorah has to connect to Mikra. It's just that when you learn the Torah Shebal Peh, you're not separated from, it's not disjointed. That sounds so different than Rashi. Rashi writes that Torah Shebal Peh is Dikar Halimud. No, Rabbi Yonah writes that it has to filter through, which means, according to Rabbi Yonah, that's something which is stunning. It means that what Rav Huna said in principle is true, that Birchas HaTorah is going to be Chal on Torah Shebichsav, Elamai, you know, Torah Shebal Peh, Kruchim Yardu, this is part of. Why in the world should that be true? I'll tell you, I think that's clearly, Rav Chaim's Raya. Because it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's Kishem HaShem Ekra. Kishem HaShem Ekra. Shmosev Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ah, that Ramban, that Marsha, that Charedim. Kishem HaShem Ekra. That's Mikra. That's Mikra. How does Torah Shebal Peh Kishem HaShem Ekra? How is that true? How is that true? I'll give you an example. Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Simen Beis. That same Simen. A person learns, and he's clueless. He's clueless. You know, he learns, and he really doesn't, you know, he doesn't understand it at all. Is there a kiyum of Talmud Torah, b'li Havana? Heavy issue, no? A kiyum of Talmud Torah without any Havana. So Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes the following. That maybe there's a difference in Torah Shebichsav as opposed to Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, maybe you don't understand, but that is Esek B'Torah. No? You just lay in the Megillah, and you said, Achashdar Pinim B'nei HaRamachim, and I ask you, translate, and you'll tell me, I really don't know, right? You read Totafos, and I say, translate, you say, frontlets, and I say, translate, like, what does that mean? Not like, you'll tell me, like, there's a kiyum of Torah Shebal Peh, even without Havana. But Torah Shebal Peh without Havana. Torah Shebal Peh without Havana. The Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that. That Esek B'Torah and Torah Shebichsav without Havana. That, of course. But a Torah Shebal Peh without Havana. What exactly does that mean? The Heg Yon Libi means, again, certainly a schar for the process of, but there's a level of Havana that Torah Shebal Peh demands, which is not necessarily true of Torah Shebichsav. It's not so surprising that if I say a brach is chal on Shem Hashem Ekra, Chefze Shel Torah means Torah Shebichsav. And by expansion, Torah Shebal Peh. So I understand the Shita of Rav Huna, the Mikra Tzarech Levarech, and I understand Rava says, no, I'm going to broaden out, but Rav Yonah, that broadening is only because, you know, this is the meaning of Torah Shebichsav. Is the meaning of. If you understand Birchas HaTorah, for example, in the other ways, you have to really work on that Gemara. Why in the world is there such a machlokas of whether Torah Shebal Peh requires Birchas HaTorah? Why indeed wouldn't that be? A theme for a separate shiur. No, but that requires some work. But different gedarim, no doubt. And one of the prime nafkaminas is Lel Shavuos if a person is up all night. Because if, for example, it's a bracha on Birchas HaTorah, and it's a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, I would tell you, very mistaber as the Rush writes, so a Birchas HaMitzvah will endure, will last, until there's a hefsek. You know what? You're not going to budge from your sukkah for the whole week. In such a case, you're not going to make separate brachos on the sukkah. There's a hefsek, then absolutely yes. If you hold that's not true, it's a bracha, for example, let's say on Chefze Shel Torah, or the Ramban, it's a Birchas Hodah for Kabbalah Satorah. How often? How often? Not so clear. How often is that bracha? Rabbi Notam is mefurish that it's not a function of hefsek, but the yom is the mechayev. The yom is the mechayev. A new day requires a new bracha. That's not so unusual. You know, maybe this is a hagdara. Ooh, if you have a mitzvah, and the Torah doesn't tell us how often that mitzvah is to be fulfilled, you know what maybe the secret is? That means minimally once a day, each and every day. Wow. Once a day, each and every day. That's what the Kesef Mishnah writes in Perakei of Hilchos Yisod HaTorah when it comes to tefillin. There's an ongoing mitzvah of tefillin. So good. Rav Roshonim Asum Laila Izman tefillin. Midaraisa, midrabananat. Shabbos is not man tefillin. Okay, so Shabbos is not man tefillin. But Bechol, how often do I have to put on tefillin? How often do I have to put on tefillin? So if I ask you, how many hours did you wear tefillin, right, this past week? So maybe you'll tell me, you know what? 5 hours. So 5 hours. Okay, so you know what? So a guy will say, you know what? I'm going to wear tefillin 5 hours on Sunday, and I'll see you next Sunday. Now, so 5 hours a week, but 5 hours of that? No, so Kesef Mishnah writes, no. Tefillin is an ongoing mitzvah. Ongoing mitzvah. And that demands once a day, each and every day. Once a day, it's not just a sum game. How many hours? How many hours? Every day demands hanachas tefillin. And maybe that's a yesod. Maybe that's a yesod of Talmud Torah, a yesod of tefillah, a yesod of nesiyas kapayim, a stipler, brachos simin chafei. No? Maybe when you have a mitzvah where the Torah doesn't tell you this zman ha-mitzvah, but it's an ongoing chiyuv. It means something that has to be expressed each and every day. That's what the Rambam seems to indicate about Zechira Samalek we discussed, no? That Rambam, the Perakei of Hilchos Malachim, once a year. Why is once a year enough for Zechira Samalek? It's something which is ongoing. Maybe it means a daily expression. An important Hagdara. If Birchas HaTorah is something which is ongoing, and the Torah does not tell us explicitly the duration of, maybe it means a daily obligation. And maybe the day is a mechayiv, regardless of whether there was a hefsik, or whether there's no hefsik at all. Oh, fasim machlokas, the Russian Rabbi Notam. Person is up all night, it's a new day, but there was no hefsik. Well, a person has a significant hefsik, b'yom v'layla. The day is the same, but there was a hefsik. One could envision, no? That's Rabbi Kveger's manavshach, in Simim Mem Zayin, that you know what, that not so uncommon, for a person, for example, to nap on Erev Shavuos in order to be up all night to learn for Shavuos? Rabbi Kveger writes that next morning, you're chayv in berachas haTorah according to the Shita Rabbeinu Tam because it's a new day, and you're chayv in berachas haTorah now because according to the Rashi, you were chayv in berachas haTorah after the nap. But now that you napped in your... So even if one's practice is, now take a look carefully, in some Memzayin, that after your nap, you're not going to recite a berachas haTorah. But if you have the combination of a nap with now a new day, Rabbi Kveger writes, Manav Shach, you're obligated to recite that berachas haTorah. Take a look. Rabbi Kveger and Shulchan Aruch in Simen Memzayin. I'll just close. There is a fascinating Sefer HaChinuch that I mentioned, Taf Lamed, Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon is a Birchas Hoda. Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas Hoda. So Sefer HaChinuch raises the following kasha, that why is it that Birchas HaMazon is Achar HaAchila and Birchas HaTorah is Kodem HaLimud? That's his kasha. What's the most appropriate moment to recite Hoda? Before? After? Why indeed would there be a difference? So Sefer HaChinuch writes very, very briefly that you know what? That when it comes to Achila, Hanas HaGuf, okay, that can be Lachar HaAchila. When it comes to the Hodav, Hanas HaNefesh, that's something that has to be recited immediately. And that's a fundamental difference. The Hodav for what nourishes the body as opposed to what nourishes the soul, the heart, the mind. I would express the difference of the Sefer HaChinuch in this way. You know, we recite Birchas HaMazon. I'll ask you l'halacha. This requires now a separate, but Birchas HaMazon. Maisa achila or hanas asviya? Bechauta v'savata. What triggers the chiyuv Birchas HaMazon? The maisa achila, the hanas asviya. What is so significant about eating? No, the act of eating, not in America, no, the art of eating, the art of eating. Or is it, what do you mean that eating is a tool? Well, eating enables, eating nourishes, and now you're able to. Eating is an end, eating is a means. I will tell you the following, that isn't it clear? Now that the act of eating is a tool, it's a means, in order to. It's not an end. In and of itself, I'll tell you like a stunning Rabbi Kveger, but take a look. All right, Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Pei Vav. Rabbi Kveger writes the following. You know, this bachur, he's on the threshold of his bar mitzvah. The threshold of the mitzvah. Tonight's the bar mitzvah. Now, so his mother advises him very wisely, you know what? You're going to be very nervous tonight. You know that you have to speak and you have to give your pshetel and, you know, it's, you know, okay, you know what? You're not going to be able to eat now. Now, you'll feel, you know, okay, good advice. He eats now, he benches, you know. All of a sudden now he becomes a bar mitzvah. Rabbi Kviger writes, is it so obvious he was Yotze Berchas HaMazon? Maybe he has to bench again. Because even though he ate as a katan, but he's sove as a gadol. And if you're sove as a gadol, you have to bench. He benched as a katan? Sure, he benched as a katan. Rabbi Kviger writes, v'tzarech yin ledina. Rabbi Kveger writes an onen, Rachman al-Islam. He ate before the kvura, but he's soveya lachar ha-kvura. Rabbi Kveger writes, maybe he has to bench. He's soveya as a gadol. He's soveya as a baruch yuva. He ate b'ptur. Who says that eating b'ptur is an exemption from Birchas HaMazon? V'chauta v'savata. Maybe after all, it's the hanas ha-sfiya. Not just simply in and of itself, the ma'is achila. Whether you agree or not with the psak of the Rabbi Kveger, but isn't it so true that the act of eating is not the value of the act of eating in itself, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu nourishes, enables, empowers. That you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Hanas HaSfiya. It makes perfect sense that, you know what, that the Birchas HaMazon is going to be la'achar ha'achila, Esek B'Torah. Is Esek B'Torah transformative? Is Esek B'Torah impactful? Does a person emerge differently after Asek BaTorah? The answer to all those questions is absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. But there's something about Asek BaTorah that's not true of Achila. And that is the act, no, the art of learning. It's not just that learning is impactful. Of course learning is impactful. Even women who are exempt from Talmud Torah, the learning is going to be impactful. The Magen Avraham writes, how else do you know Hilchos Shabbos? Mitol Shevos L'Mitzvos Shalehem. The Magen Avraham here in the Siman, Berachas HaTorah. But it's the act of learning. It's the act of learning. It's not just simply the impact of learning. You're learning only because it's impactful. It's that, but so much more. You're learning because of, right, the greatest chus we can envision. Kishem Hashem Ekra. And therefore, how can you argue that the Birchas HaTorah is la'achar asiyas? La'achar asiyas. The Birchas HaTorah has to be over la'asiyas. If a person will wait and recite the Birchas HaTorah afterwards, it's clear that there's a detachment, that something is missing. It's as though you're arguing, you know, what's true of, you know, Achila is also true of Talmud Torah. You look in the Gemara Nedarim Daf Pei Aleph. What was the catalyst for Churban Abayis of the Aretz? They didn't revere Asek BaTorah, the Ran says. Ohaya Divei Torah Chashu B'nehem. Ohayoskim B'lishma. They didn't revere the privilege of Asek BaTorah. And what was the indicator the Gemara says? That Shlohayim Mevarchin BaTorah. The Gemara has one word, no? Tchila. They didn't recite Birchas HaTorah over La'asiyas. The Gemara doesn't say they didn't recite Birchas HaTorah. They didn't recite it over La'asiyasan. Yeah, because reciting it over La'asiyasan, that is the indicator that there's a world of difference between one's physical sustenance as opposed to Asek BaTorah. Physically you're sustained, yeah, the bracha is la'achar ha'achila. You know what? If you're making Birchas HaTorah la'achar ha'achila, you know what? You're a great shir, and you're inspired, and you know what? Okay, and now I'm going to recite a bracha. Now, I hope you're inspired, but that the Asek BaTorah, that's invaluable. The Asek BaTorah. If somehow a person waits in order to, that's an indicator. As the Ran writes, the Hoya Divrei Torah Chashu B'nehem. Oskim Bav Lishma. The Torah Lishma is not because Torah is transformative and impactful. It's because Kishem Hashem Ekra of Agol Elokeinu. That, I would tell you, is the critical mindset. Now, as we approach the Yantif of Shavuos, I have to realize that the privilege that we have of that Asek BaTorah and all the elements, it's Sivu Shiba, Baharev Nadahana Sheba, Asheba Charbano, Mamed Har Sinai, all of them have to be emphasized. For a moment. You can't have a lapse of awareness of the Chashiva Satorah in every aspect of life. And therefore, Birchas Satorah incorporates that all these elements of Bracha. And that's our mission. That's our mission as B'nai Torah. We recognize that, you know, that Asek BaTorah is Kehim Chayenu. Not what I mentioned in camp, no. That Targum. Yeah, bread sustains, no. The Targum. Where is the Targum? Remember? No. Ches Gimel. In Dvarim, no. You took a look at the two times, no. No. So Targum translates. Yichya differently. Yichne, when it comes to Ochel, means you'll be sustained. But when it comes to Torah Hashem, Chayei, no, it means that that is life. That is the life that we have. It's something you have to revere. It's something you have to cherish. It's something that you have to see to it that you steal time every moment, right, to express the privilege of Kishem Hashem Ekra V'Gol Elokeinu, and Birchas HaTorah is such a magnificent example of all the elements that come together in terms of how privileged we are, right, to be the Mekablei HaTorah and have the schus of Asek BaTorah in and of itself. It's something you have to be mindful of. You know, it's hard during finals, no doubt, to be able to fully devote yourself to the Torah Hashem. I recognize the difficulty of that balance, but you know what? The true test is going to be when finals come to an end. Yeah, when finals come to an end. Yeah. If you learn around the clock, when finals come to an end, that's a good indicator that, you know what, that the fact that during these weeks you couldn't have learned as much is because, you know, that time was taken. But you know what, if finals come to an end and the learning is just, you know, very, very casual, nothing to do with finals, nothing to do with study week, nothing to do, no, it has to do with Mahaya Devei Torah Chashuv Beneihem, Oskim Bo Lishma. Now, if in the free time you're going to use that appropriately, that's the greatest indicator. The Ben Hazmanim is Megal Al Hazman. No? Ben Hazmanim is Megal Al Hazman. You know, so, you know, if you're learning Bahasmadat Suma, you know, I can speak to the, you know, the chemistry teacher that, you know, you don't have to write down every step of every lab, you know? Okay, but if, you know, during the Ben Hazmanim, the learning, you know, so write down every step of the lab. Now, if you're going to occupy your time with the Torah Hashem, then recognize that empowers you. That empowers you. And that's the schus that Baruch Hashem that we have. It's a difficult time, you know, I understand, in terms of the balance. We're very proud of, no doubt, that the commitment that you have holistically to what the yeshiva is. But you know what? When finals will come to an end, you know what I want there? The incredible, incredible hasmada atzuma. And Bezer Hashem, then during, you know, during the Ben Hazmanim, during the summer, right? We have some commitments that we have to fulfill. No, he's chayvus. No, I think some of the sheets are out in terms of the pace, not to finish Maseches Kedusha. No, we need at least 14 blot over the summer. So Bezer Hashem, we'll be able to embrace that and to be able to really celebrate not only Kabbalah Satoran Shavuos, but really the aftermath of Shavuos itself with absolute Islavos, with absolute hasmada, with showing Kodesh Baruch Hu that we absolutely revere the privilege that we have of being the Mekablei HaTorah.